Welcome to the Dustin Danzer podcast. Sunjai, you need to tell me when we're rolling. You need to be a little bit better at that. Thank you. I've been looking at the message boards today. And a lot of people talking about this Brett Kavanaugh. Interesting fella. A lot of people are surprised that he's probably a rapist. Which, you know, I don't get. Because, you know, everybody's always talking about how much they love our founding fathers and stuff like that. And then you have all these millions and millions of African Americans that are related to Thomas Jefferson or, you know, James Madison, people like that. Obviously, a lot of rapists in our political repertoire, a lot of murderers and such, and honestly, I'm surprised that people are still surprised that these political people are pieces of shit. So, I really don't have... I've been getting asked to touch on this, but to be honest, I really don't have much to say. Other than that, it really doesn't surprise me. I think it's just, par for the course. Par for the course, you know. Yesterday, I was watching the new Joe Rogan special, Strange Times. And, you know, of course, it was more enlightening than any comedy special I'd seen before that. I found out that most rape victims are actually males at the hands of other males, probably in prison. And this is an issue I'd like to be the poster child for, to, you know, go ahead and stop the sexual assault going on in prisons. I just think that's super cruel. Maybe we can get like a cool hashtag started to go ahead and combat prison rape. You know, the Joe Rogan special, what can I say about it? It was really, really interesting, very enlightening. The other day I had Sunjai go ahead and we were doing a special on torture and enhanced interrogation. And I had Sunjai go ahead and waterboard me, which actually was very interesting. I could only hold in for about, you know, 45, 55 seconds before it was just really terrible. And probably something I don't want to do again, but go ahead and check out my channel. You're going to go ahead and find that on there. You know, today I was watching, the Dr. Oz show and they had Jordan Peterson on there, but, you know, my grandmother really likes, the Dr. Oz show. I really feel betrayed by him because I have, you know, really full-fledged committed to a lot of the things he said before and found them out to be total bullshit in the past. I just feel like he's a very sensationalized, you know, doctor, and that, you know, he just gets things on there for people to,